Back to intention. When you have somebody that initiates or creates a new business like Sam Walton,
yeah.
Sam Walton dies.
Mm-hmm.
Does the business stay at that frequency? Does it start to falter? How powerful is his intention in the long term?
Well, it tends to prevail. Usually it won't stay exactly the same level, but it should stay in the same range. So, as I said, it was at 380. That was the principles Sam established. After his demise, it's sort of at 365 now, but we don't know what it would have stayed at if had he survived, because the corporate world is different, see? You're up against international competition now. So all this hoopla about outsourcing and all, it's because the economy has become a global economy. So global applies to the economy. You're in a world market.
Mm-hmm.
So the electronics is what made that big difference, the computer and electronics. So in an electronic world, now when you call for direction someplace, you call a company here in Cleveland and the person who answers is answering from India, see? When you fault American corporations and companies and styles and all, you know, you forget that we're in a world economy. So your worker in Cleveland is now competing with somebody in Bombay. And the person in Bombay doesn't have a big fat package of benefits that was wangled by the union. So you can't really compete now on the same level. You're going to have to make adjustments.
Based on your research, is this a good thing? I mean, there's a lot of controversy, for example, in America about how we're outsourcing a lot of our work to China. And some people are saying that's not good. We should keep in America. What are your views on
that? That's a sophomoric idea.
Mm-hmm.
They live in fairyland. You know, most of the critics of society are not too well endowed in the upper story, you see, because first of all, they don't research what they comment about, so it sounds sophomoric and uneducated, you see.
Is this world market, this global economy,
well,
a good
who's
thing
to say what's good? And you know, that's a value judgment. If I had been the president of Walmart, I remember he's on television trying to defend, he's being accused of child labor in China or something or anything like that. They don't realize that the child has a job now and the whole family's surviving on that. So what Walmart is doing is supporting the poverty-stricken areas of the world by outsourcing work there. Without that work, well, how are you going to buy rice? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's all very well and good to sound, to pontificate. So much of criticism is sophomoric pontification. And once you research the basis of the whole thing, you realize that you're just talking from your ego, see?
Can you discuss a little how intentionality plays and how we can, as listeners, try and open up to the perception that you bring?
Well, the human mind is, as we said, basically innocent. It's like hardware. You can program it very easily. How long does it take to program somebody? About 1 second, maybe even less. All I have to do is flash an image on television and you just got programmed. So the person doesn't realize they're being programmed round the clock, 365 days a year. All the media now have increased the tempo. So unless one has a very good grounding intellectually, educationally, and the responsibility before you express an overt opinion, you have the responsibility to understand the context and what you're talking about. Nowadays, there's no responsibility. People with no information or education or awareness of what they're even talking about are given equal time on the mass media. People with absolutely no knowledge at all about a subject are put on. So first they put an expert, and now this whole idea of being fair and balanced is, of course, a ludicrous positionality, to be fair. So first you put on, you know, E equals MC squared. And then you take somebody who doesn't know anything about even arithmetic and you put them up and say, well, I don't believe that. I mean, I saw it on television last night. A very erudite presentation of a subject that would take, you know, years of understanding and training to comprehend. And then they said, of course, we have an alternate opinion. And some idiot gets up and says, well, of course, I'm not convinced about the truth of that, you know. I mean, who cares if he's convinced about the truth of it? The media now think that's a fair and balanced presentation. It's not a fair and balanced presentation. The critics should have equal credentials, equal experience, equal comprehension. if you've spent your whole lifetime studying mathematics, so now you might have some position from which to question whether E equals mc squared. Plus, everything, you know, that is of great importance always creates a fuss. So creating a fuss is very often an indication, yes, you have stumbled upon something very important. In medicine, you know, it was routine when the childbirth fever of women was found to be due to bacterial infection. And Semmelweis, you know, said, you got to sterilize your hands. Well, the entire medical profession was up in outrage at him. So every advance in understanding, you know, we thought that the cause of disease was miasmas, and it was actually bacteria. So every advance, and significant advance, always creates a wave. So if, you know, what we said in Power versus Force, which was just a product of research, not my opinion, I couldn't care less about most of those things, but it causes a ripple. You see, well, if it didn't, you'd say, wow, I must have missed the boat, because if you're saying anything significant, there should be a repercussion in some area. Mm-hmm. Imagine getting up there and saying the world is round and not flat. Yeah, the world is round and not flat. Or the earth goes around the sun and not vice versa. Mm-hmm. It took 400 years for the church to, you know, exonerate Galileo. You know, he was excommunicated him.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't they didn't rescind it till I think it was early 80s or someplace. 450 years it took the church to get around to it. So there's no point in being impatient, you know. You put out an idea on Monday, and if the world doesn't accept it on Tuesday, it doesn't mean it's a failure. So everybody's on the learning curve. The fact that there is any way to discern truth from falsehood in itself is, you know, rather staggering. In fact, it's so profound, very few people get it, you know. And I can remember a person who's internationally well-known read it and did get it. He said, it so blew me away, I went to Europe and spent 2 weeks reflecting on what I just learned, you know. You say it because you've learned it. You know, if I'm Einstein, whether the world accepts E equals mc squared, I really don't care, you know, mm-hmm. because I know it's the truth, and you put it out there. A great deal of science still doesn't even accept the Heisenberg principle. It acts as though quantum mechanics never arrived. They still talk like it was the Newtonian era.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it takes hundreds of years for an idea to filter down through the levels of society. Usually it starts at the top, and then it filters down through society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First and most erudite get it, and they go, wow. And then it proceeds downwards. In the meantime, the naysayers all have to get up and brave a bit.